A federal lawsuit has been filed in New York on behalf of detainees held on immigration charges at two jails. The lawsuit says by holding the detainees for months without charging them, the government violated constitutional rights that are guaranteed even to non-citizens. And the suit says detainees were subjected to physical abuse at the two jails in New York and New Jersey. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
Syed Amjad Jafri is from Pakistan, but he lives in Toronto and has passed all the requirements there to become a Canadian citizen. On September 27th, he was in New York working without a visa. That's when FBI agents searched Jafri's apartment, arrested him, and took him to the Metropolitan Detention Center, a high-security facility in Brooklyn. Jafri says conditions there were terrible, and he says guards at the facility subjected him to physical abuse. Shortly after his arrival, he says one of the guards told him, "I don't care if you did terrorism or not. If the FBI arrested you, that's good enough for me." And he said then that guard and some others slammed his head into a wall.
Two, three guys, they were lifting me up, and they hit me with the wall. And they said, "Don't look at us, and don't move," and this and that, and they hit me with a wall. And that time, I was barely hurt. My teeth were bleeding, and I was so scared. I thought, I'm gone now, you know. They were never going to let me go.
Jafri spent the next 6 months there in an isolated cell, seeing no one except the guards and his lawyer. Jafri's story is one of three documented in a class action lawsuit filed today in New York. It was filed by the Center for Constitutional Rights on behalf of all post-September 11th detainees held at the Metropolitan Detention Center and the Passaic County Jail in New Jersey. Bill Goodman, the legal director for the Center for Constitutional Rights, calls conditions at the two jails inhumane.
At the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn, they sleep with a light on 24 hours a day. They are shackled whenever they move anywhere. They are given virtually no recreation. They are given medical and psychiatric care, which is abominable. They are given no dental care. And in many cases, they've been physically brutalized.
The lawsuit calls for immediate changes in the way detainees are held and seeks punitive damages. Earlier this month, the Justice Department's Inspector General announced that he was conducting his own independent investigation of conditions under which detainees are being held at those two prisons. But immigration and prison officials say this is the first time they've heard these specific allegations of physical abuse of detainees. Daniel Dunn, a spokesperson for the Federal Bureau of Prisons, says the Bureau takes allegations of abuse very seriously and would thoroughly investigate. He says detainees are held in isolation because of security concerns.
We place inmates in single cells for individual security reasons as well as for their individual safety. We utilize a variety of different information to evaluate where inmates should most appropriately be housed within an institution. And if we have information that leads us to believe that an inmate should not be housed with any other inmate, then that's an action that we will take.
The class action lawsuit also claims that by holding post-September 11th detainees for months without charging them with any criminal violations, the government has violated their constitutional rights. Lawyer William Goodman says the Constitution extends even to non-citizens the right to due process under the law. He says detainees are being held for months without any access to the federal courts.
And they are not being given lawyers, and that is a violation of their basic rights. And they are being held in that way and denied those rights because of antagonism, in my judgment, to Muslim people.
Syed Amjad Jafri was arrested for working in the U.S. without a valid work visa. He was never accused of having any connection to terrorism or any other criminal activity. In December, a federal immigration judge signed his deportation order, but he spent 3 more months in jail before he was finally released and allowed to go home to Canada. Jafri says the reason he's filing the lawsuit is so that he can finally ask the U.S. government why. Greg Allen, NPR News, Washington.